All right, testing 1, 2. Welcome to the pre-show here. This is day 3 now in this shirt. And it is the 16th. In just a few minutes, because we're doing this show and pre-recording this show on the night of the 15th, in a few minutes, DirecTV will be no more in these studios at my house. Nothing having to do with my fucking life. DirecTV, goodbye. You guys, too expensive. Just too goddamn much of everything. You know, I can get half of the shit that I want on regular apps on my smart TV. Now, the TVs I have here in the studio, I do not believe are smart TVs. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to pull something in and then we'll have to see. But the shit that comes in over this, I can watch fucking hockey on Hulu. I can watch Forensic Files on goddamn Prime. Everything that I like, I can get by way of apps on my smart TV. I don't need DirecTV. I don't need the money they charge. And the thing that really pissed me off about them is yesterday when I called, they said, what is this regarding? I said, I'd like to cancel my subscription. Well, guess what? We'll call you in 4 minutes. If you'd like to give us your phone number, we'll call you back in 4 minutes. I never heard a goddamn thing from them. And I half expected that. So today I called them back and they said, what do you want? I said, I want to talk to a customer service. This is the recording. We need to know what this is regarding. I said, I want to talk to a human being, a customer service rep, or I'll call a lawyer. I said that to the recording. Boom, man, they got me right through. And I was going to call my attorney. I was going to get Bob Collins. I was going to ask him, so what's my play here? What's my move? I don't want to goddamn give a shit about going to their customer complaint line. I just called my lawyer. I want to cancel something and they won't let me. So I didn't have to do that. But meanwhile, by the way, the Panthers won. Oh, great block by Spencer Knight. Panthers won the game 3-2 in St. Louis, or excuse me, in San Jose in overtime. Now, they're showing the replay here. Great goal by Huberto to go into the lead. Was this in the lead or to tie it up? What was this? No, it's 1-1. Then they got a great wrist shot here from this some other motherfucker. I don't know what his name is. they went up 2-1. It was a really great wrist shot. This guy just snapped one past Spencer Knight. Then I imagine the Panthers tied it up someplace in the great save. A couple of great saves by Spencer Knight. Great fucking saves on a power play in the second period. Another great block. Another great fucking save. Here come the Panthers. Look at this save by the kid. Man, he just got the fucking leg out, and I mean made brilliant block. Third period. 2-1. Here come the Panthers. Boom! Just slaps that goddamn thing by their goalie. Who was that? This was a badass slap shot. Tied up 2-2. Who was it? Oh, Frank Vetrano. He had 2 goals. He's the guy that won it in overtime. Here's OT. Go over to Frankie, boy. Vetrano. Bang! There goes another one. Another slap shot. Panthers win. 3-2. Fuck you, San Jose. Big win. Boy, passed it back to Vetrano. Man, I'll tell you what. Took a big windup on that. The goaltender looked like he was trying to protect his head from the goddamn puck going through it. So Vetrano had 2 goals. Huberto had won. 3-2 Panthers. 88 fucking points now. 3 points behind Colorado. 74 goal. I think it's 77 goals. 77 more goals than their opponents. And as much as I love my LA Kings, I'm a Panther fan this year. It's been a great goddamn year. Now, what are we going to do with this goddamn show tonight? That's a bigger question. I don't like the way this fucking phone sounds, man.
This is Father James of Quarters. And Dr. Jim Sadler, you've asked me to... Yes, I have. I've asked you to sit in because somebody on the BSPs and More page... Now, what is the BSPs and More page? This is a page of people who are fans of the Phil Henry Show. I see. And today on this page, someone said... Dr. Jim said, I'd love to hear Dr. Jim Sadler say Worcester, sir, or something like that. Now, what I noticed that, of course, you have a weird way of talking. And there's nothing wrong with that, son. Nothing wrong with talking like a weird ass.
Ah, fuck. What are we going to do in this fucking show tonight, man?
I can tell you that for me, it's been quite a... Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing, you know, for me, Phil, it's been quite a very educational, learning the different things that I know about you and about your show and about a lot of the weird asses, you know, that I used to know.
The weird asses that I used to know.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, you wouldn't believe the things that I've seen. Phil, you wouldn't believe some of the things that I've seen.
All right. You know, the biggest mistake I made, you know who I had to bring back is Frontier. Their landline was perfect. But I had a problem with it, and I couldn't get their service was for shit. Potvin has passed on. Gene Potvin. Now, he had a brother, Dennis Potvin, I thought, didn't he? Oh, that's too bad. Well, he was 3 years older than me, so he's 72. He's a hell of a hockey player. I thought, go out to the entire Potvin. Jean was a leader on the ice, helping the organization win 2 Stanley Cups in New York Islanders. He made his home on the island and was always such a friendly face in the community. We send our sincere condolences. Well, that's... Was Dennis Potvin his brother, or... he was a... lived on Long Island? No, it's too bad.
This is Father James McQuarters. I've never hosted a Phil Henry show before in my life. I'd like to say to all concerned that I've got nothing to say. I don't really have anything. I don't have much to say. But it's late.
One of the things, I got an audition I have to do tomorrow that's due by 2. I have to do a camera audition that I do in my house. Jackie's on the other end reading to me, and I'm doing the lines, right? I got that, and I got my friend John coming over, who's working on something outside my house, okay? So he's repairing a deck that I have, this balcony. Said he's using a saw, so I got to do this audition. Meanwhile, outside, there's... So I got to ask him to be quiet for a few minutes while I get this fucking thing done. And all of that's going to take place at 9 o'clock in the morning. And meanwhile, I'm out here at the fucking studio trying to get this goddamn show done. And I'm wondering if... And you say, well, why did you get it done earlier? Because, man, you wouldn't believe the fucking day I had. I had John at the house with the saw.
This is Tom Dafka and
Hey, this is Tom Dafka and if you're listening to the Phil Henry show, it's not a show that I used to be able to, something that I was able to, Tom Dafka here from Chicago, is something that I was able to, something I used to be able to consult, but he doesn't want me to consult him anymore. So it's the Tom Dafka. I'm nothing. I'm nobody.
This is Dr. Jim Sadler. As you know, there are days when I come on the Phil Henry show. Well, I don't come on the Phil Henry show.
No, you don't.